And of course, Matt Preston is going to be with you after the news at 9 o'clock, which is not far away, but it is that time again this year. I was already saying this morning there's a buzz in September. It's footy, netball finals, it's spring, Father's Day tomorrow, and oh, in Ballarat, you can feel it in the air. There's a tension, there's a hope. Singers, dancers, calisthenic teams, musicians, theatre performers, they're all here to compete in the Royal South Street Society's annual Estedford. And here with me in the studio this morning is someone who first competed when she was just 7 years old and is now one of those who is in charge of the whole event. Carolyn Bennett is coordinator, event coordinator and discipline chair for the vocal competition. Carolyn, hello.
Good morning, Matt.
Thanks so much for coming in.
We're very excited to be here.
Yes, we is the operative term. Mm-hmm. You have brought in not only someone who is already an award recipient, but is a friend of the Saturday Breakfast Show. Would you like to introduce special guest?
I have brought along with me today Freya McGowan, who has competed in the competitions over a couple of years. And this year in the 11 to under 14 sections in the vocal Estedford was really successful, won lots of prizes and ended up runner-up in the aggregate and winning the Sally Bourne Music Theatre Award.
Well, bravo. Bravo to you, Freya McGowan. Welcome back.
Thank you, Matt.
You're an old hand now at this. You've come in before with your proud dad, Tom, who you perform with. And I can say that hello to you, Tom, on the other side of the glass. But Freya, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, the Sally Bourne Music Theatre Award is yours. What do you have to do to win something like that? What have you been involved in?
So, well, I entered in the Stage and Screen Upbeat and Stage and Screen Ballad. You had to... Well, it's not necessarily winning those. The judges get to decide who they think is, like, good to get that award, like, who shows, like, that kind of skill in that area. Mm. And then you get the award. You get an hour-long coaching session with a leading industry professional. So, yeah, it's really great. I'm really excited for it.
Freya is just one example of the kind of talent that you've got here that you've got to somehow judge.
Yes.
As well. I was just in awe of the fact that it's what? It's over 4,000 entries this time around from around Australia, and then those have to be whittled down and whittled down again. How on earth do you do this, Carol?
Okay, it's pretty intense, isn't it? But we have a great competition that runs over several months, and each discipline, if you like, has winners in every discipline. So we're not whittling down one overall winner for South Street, but we have about 8, 9, 10. We've got disciplines that are so vocal, you've got speech and drama, you've got calisthenics, dance. We've got coming up next week All Abilities, which is a showcase of people with special needs doing singing, dancing, acting. That runs over 2 days at the Ballarat Specialist School. We've got Festival of Bands Music out at Founders Theatre this coming week as well. So there are just a lot of talented people out there. We've got thousands of entrants throughout the competition, and everyone giving it their best shot. May all come out with hopefully some smiles on their faces, some great critiques from the adjudicators, and if they're lucky, they come out with a few medals and prizes and money.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I think the better question is what isn't included in the Royal South Street Society's annual Estedford. Carolyn, you first competed when you were 7.
Oh, I did. So I grew up in Melbourne, but the pinnacle of every year in calisthenics was coming to Ballarat to perform at South Street. It was what we all worked towards. So every year for about 10 years, that was me coming up with my calisthenics makeup on and my leg tan and all these wonderful costumes and amazing hairdos. Mm, and I competed for 10 years doing that. And then that was great. You know, it was really enjoyable, really good group of people. And then I ended up moving to Ballarat in 94 and started singing and playing the piano, and then ended up entering the vocal competitions and the piano competitions. And now, a couple of years later, a few years later, I end up working on the other side of it and really enjoying coordinating all the events now and helping it all run.
Because it obviously founded in Ballarat more than 100 years ago, in 1879 at Her Majesty's Theatre. Obviously, significantly longer time after that when you started getting involved when you were 7, and now your time over the last sort of decade involved in the administration of it. How has How has something like this, which is such a, it's an institution here, nationally recognised, how has it changed even in the time that you've been involved?
Look, I think we've had some really big changes with, so when I was performing as a vocalist, the classical vocal sections were massive. You know, they would run for days and days and days. They were highly contested. You might have a section with 80 to 100 people in it, all vying for the one prize. What we've seen over the past few years is the numbers declining because there's so much more out there for entertainment. You've got Netflix, you've got shows on television. I guess that live performance has taken a bit of a back step. Yeah. And particularly classical singing has gone down a bit. We've really amped up in the contemporary. Now that runs for 5 days, and the classical singing is a smaller component of that. So I come largely from a vocal background, so I've seen those changes, and we're really trying to work to bring back a lot of interest in live performance and getting people away from their home environment and their screens and, you know, getting out and actually doing it live. And we've seen, obviously, a drop with COVID. We actually had to stop competitions for a year.
I saw that was the first time since the Second World War.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So other than that, it's been a continuously running event since we began. And we've found that the numbers since COVID are just gradually increasing again, which is really good. So we did find a decline, obviously, 2 years ago, and now we're boosting it back up again. So there's been a lot of changes too in terms of what sections we offer, and we do try our best to cater for the changes and the way that society kind of sees what they want and what's popular at the time. At the moment, music theatre seems really popular in vocals, so we have a lot of sections covering that. Yeah, and we just try and listen to feedback and change and morph as we go.
That's Carolyn Bennett, who is the Royal South Street Society event coordinator, discipline chair for the vocal competition. It's big time here in Victoria for anyone who's a dancer, vocalist, pianist, calisthenics devotee, someone who's a thespian, a debater, a drama, a speech maker. That, of course, includes Freya McGowan, who's here with me as well, vocalist and winner of the Royal South Street Society 2023 Sally Bourne Music Theatre Award. Freya, when it comes to this kind of Stedford, you've performed here on the radio before. You performed at Crestfest. You performed numerous times at plenty of other gigs, also alongside your dad, Tom. But what's the pressure like when you're being judged specifically?
Well, at the start, when I was doing comps, I was quite young. I was 7, like Carolyn. So I actually didn't notice it as much. Like, I kind of just got on stage and went la la la, and then I went off again.
Now that's what I do. I still do that.
It's weird, but now that I'm older, I start to feel it a little bit more. It depends on the section, really. Some sections I'm really confident with, and it depends on like how much time I've had to practice. Like this time around, I had a show and it was pretty busy with all the stuff that I had on. So, yeah, that was a bit more pressure than usual. And especially after COVID, like, I was so used to doing pretty much everything online, like auditions and comps and everything online. And then you got up there again and it was a bit confronting.
But I'll bet. Gotten used to it. So it started in July, continues till
October. Late October. So coming up this week, we've got Festival of Bands and Strings out at Founders Theatre. We've got All Abilities at the Farm. And then we've got dance starting, which goes for about 12 days. And then calisthenics runs for almost a month. And there is also the final of the Herald Sun Aria down at the Melbourne Recital Centre, which happens on the 7th of October. It's a really big event. It's beautiful. 3 p.m. down at the Recital Centre.
Huge. Huge time. Freya, what's next for you?
My dad and I have a performance with the Moorabool Light Orchestra. Reuben Morgan's directing that. It's on Sunday the 10th of September. I'm really excited. I love performing with orchestras. So.
And you are never not busy, Freya?
No, not really.
Well, congratulations on your award, and congratulations on such another successful event, and the one that's ongoing. We'll have to talk about it again before the end.
Oh, thanks for having us, and yep, we're really excited, and we love giving opportunities to young people to perform. That's what it's all about.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Freya.
Thank you.
That is Carolyn Bennett from the Royal South Street Society, and Freya McGowan as well, vocalist winner of one of their awards, the Sally Bourne Music Theatre Award. It's going on through till October. Head online for all of the details. There's so many different categories.